The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation.
Fuck. Almost in one train move.
He's in the doorway.
I'm in the doorway. How the fuck is he shutting that door?
Okay, well, he's trying to shut the door through you.
Okay, well.
Make a luck roll.
He's going to be on the other side, isn't he? With him.
A luck, not a strength.
And the question is, did he step inside the door? Did he step outside the door? Which side is Flynn on?
I would assume Flynn just
if he dodged
down.
Under me, I turned with him.
Okay, so you're both outside the room.
Yes.
Okay. So you can be outside the room, that's fine, but he's pulling the door shut.
Okay, I'm going to try to stop him.
Well, you have to wait till your turn.
Oh, okay.
Your move is to grapple. This is his move.
See, I assume if you went first, you stepped into the room. Really, we just got to decide if you're in the room or
I was waiting. There was no reason for me to go after him. I was letting him come to me. I saw the direction he was coming.
Then the two of you are on the landing. He pulls.
The rope is on the landing?
The rope is inside.
He just dodged past me.
Right.
So is he going back in?
So are you in the room or not in the room? Because that's the hard part.
He would be outside the room.
So he pulled the door.
He would have to go back in the
room.
So
he tried to die.
He tried to break out of your hole.
You shouldn't have been able to touch him until he got out of the room.
Right.
Okay, so he never left the room.
No, he's going to leave the room on his turn, which is now.
Oh, okay.
He's going to do the bolt.
So if you are outside the room, then I'm going to let him run out of the room. And then at the start of the next round, you can do something. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
On your turn, I thought you said, I walk into the room to approach him. Because you would act before him. So if you wanted to come in and try and get him.
Okay, I was just trying to block the exit.
So if you're waiting, then he's running straight into your chest, pulling that cord and slamming the door behind him. So now everyone is in that room. He's standing, like, basically eyes to nipples on you.
Okay.
He's short.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. He's trying to Shanghai us.
So I'm going to rip the door open.
The name of the thing.
Well, we'll talk about Dex order now.
Yeah.
Dex order now.
That's exactly what's going on here.
We're going to suffocate for the rest of the people in the room.
The fire. I am taking off my jacket and putting the fire out with it.
Well, you hold on.
Nope.
No, it's a 65. He's
first.
Well, we don't know what Lee's is.
Calm my Dex. No, my Dex is 60.
Pull did something.
Notified. Someone to drop down and stab us in the face.
I grabbed the
coin
sword.
Y'all, we need ninjas. I'm just saying. We need ninjas.
That's exactly what's going on. We're getting Shanghai.
I mean, ninjas aren't from around here. We need ninjas.
So whose turn is it?
I have a 60, so I think that's me.
Okay. Lucas, make me a hard pow roll.
Hard pow?
Mm-hmm.
Pow is... Oh, Jesus. Right in.
No.
Okay, so you see this running, freaking, screaming man who apparently didn't run into Flynn yet, but is getting ready to. He runs out, pulls the cord, slams the door shut behind him. As he does so, all the drapes
drop,
fall. And you can see that this entire room is lined by dozens of mirrors. All sort of doing that fun house thing where images are reflecting back and forth and like you're sort of in an infinity closet now. As soon as this happens, like there's something inside all of your heads that just begins to scream at a high-pitched wail that is just like, and it hurts. Unbelievably painful. Lucas, lose 5 points of pow.
Yikes. You mean magic?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
What would you like to do on your combat action?
Well, hang on a second, because doesn't that also drop your magic points and something else?
Yes.
So I have to calculate all that.
Is it magic
points? Well, you're not going to be casting any spells, so losing magic points isn't going to hurt you yet.
Is it just magic points?
It's magic points and sanity. It's max sanity.
I'm f***ed.
So your max goes down. Is that correct?
We'll get to that, but yes. Let's see how this room goes first.
I am putting out the fire. Like, I'm taking off my jacket, whatever I got on, and stamping it out.
Yep. So easy. That we don't, you accomplish that. Smother the fire.
Okay.
Side splitting headache continues. Who's next in turn?
I'm both 55.
Both Eustace and I are 55.
Unless Lee is before us.
Oh, I forgot about Mr. Lee.
Who would probably also be outside the room.
No, he walked in to translate.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
It's almost like they wanted everybody in the trap.
Congrats, Corey? Question mark.
Oh, that's theoretically possible. No, it's not. Yeah, that's fair. What is his dex? Yeah. Mr. Lee screams and collapses to the floor, convulsing. Possibly foaming at the mouth. There's a lot going on. No one really knows which. Which one of you wants to go next?
I will, I guess.
Hard power roll.
Grab that sword and start bashing mirrors.
Pass. It wasn't a hard pass. It was a regular pass.
Oh, okay. It was a regular pass. Yeah. You lose a 5 pow.
I have a question.
Yes, Jasmine.
When we did that Cthulhu Mythos for San, mm-hmm. was that San or Max San?
No, it would be...
It was a point off your regular San.
Cthulhu Mythos, no. When Cthulhu Mythos goes up, it's a point off your Max San.
Right. I didn't do that. I took it off my San.
Which is wrong. It should be a point off total San, not your max. Like, no. You should be taking off, like, 99 backwards.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Right.
She's trying to decide how much San she has left, because this is going to get real ugly for Jasmine real fast.
She took off her regular San score where her San was currently at the time.
Oh, instead of from the back. Correct. Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, you should get that back.
Eustace is going to pick up the chair and smash it into one of the mirrors.
Okay.
Preferably the one that was the door.
Is there a mirror on the door?
I zoomed.
Can you make a brawl roll?
Damn it.
Don't know.
No.
You're able to smash 2 or 3 mirrors.
Okay.
Still side-splitting headache. Things are bad. You're probably all screaming. Jasmine.
How is the cat reacting?
Let's do your power roll first.
This is not going to go well. I have to make a 20.
Oh, yeah.
I make a 35, so no.
So you lose 5 pow.
Cool. I need a better eraser. Good pencil, bad eraser.
Oh, I don't need it.
I do. It's just weird, whatever yours is. It's because it's going down by the same 5 points.
Oh, right.
Oh, except your pow is different. Never mind.
Yeah, except my pow is significantly higher than yours.
That's a problem.
You feel actually a little bit of pain, Sybil.
Yeah.
That cat is tensed, and you feel like it's popped all its claws probably right into your chest.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
been
arms,
there, done that.
Depending on where it's at.
And oh, no, it's like in my collarbone right now.
And it's making a very human-sounding wail.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Siamese cats can cry like children.
Oh, yes, they can.
I just got an idea. Okay.
What would you like to do, Sybil?
Kill the cat?
No.
Rip down the I would like to go open the door.
So I told you, grab the sword and bash it.
No. Okay, so you go run.
Well, the sword is not reachable, is it?
I mean, theoretically, yeah.
Oh.
But again, it's not, it's, I wouldn't call it much of a sword. It's more of an artistic piece in a sword shape.
Okay.
Are you reaching for the sword or are you reaching?
No, I'm going to go for the door.
Okay. So you go for the door. You can try the knob.
Mm-hmm. Can I just brute force it open? Like, try the knob and just yank it.
You can try.
I'm going to try that.
Make me a strength.
Does it open in or open out?
It opens in.
It opens in to the room. So.
Okay.
That's a 10. That's an impale.
Ooh.
Doors up.
What's your skill?
What skill?
Well, you just impaled.
Strength.
Right.
I just strengthed it.
Right.
Impale.
Well, okay. He needs to know what your actual score is. Your strength score.
She can't impale a strength roll, right? Just a skill
no,
roll?
She can't. You can extreme pass. I mean,
so I could have done brawn.
No, no, no. What is your strength score?
60.
Okay. And what did you roll?
10.
That's really going in an interesting manner, for sure.
So that is a extreme pass, not an impale. It's a difference.
I'm sorry. Extreme pass. Get my games mixed up again.
Is this like the great in the... Yeah, okay. I thought so. You're going to have multiple people to... You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The interesting thing, though...
is that I'm carrying the cat.
I wouldn't say that.
I say that's the interesting part.
Okay. We're going to go deep diving into the fucking rules again. They write something that to me is contradictory, so I want to make sure that I give it some credit.
Whatever they roll doesn't matter, even though you extremed it.
No, what's weird is that if I remember the rules for lifting it, this is just like the great.
Right.
Like, theoretically, it should be impossible.
For a single person to do.
Correct.
Right.
But the way it lists it is extreme or strength 200, which doesn't make any sense.
No.
At all.
Nope.
So that's why I want to look up those rules again, because what I remember from those rules, that should theoretically be impossible unless, like, you got a crit one or something. But even then, it should still be impossible, right?
Yeah.
Well, didn't our combined strength scores have to equal 200?
Well,
something
what
like
you
that?
Do is that if he assists you, you
yes.
take his strength score
and
off of
it.
That 200.
Right.
If I remember the rules correctly.
Yes, you were trying to add everybody's max strength to it to bring it down to
a... to a feasible
right,
option, correct. And then you had to roll a certain number or lower.
So that's weird to me that they are going to give it to you on an extreme.
Right.
I know why it is, and I'm apt to, I mean, you made a great roll, so I'm apt to count it. I just find it weird that they say, oh, the door is strength 200.
Or
an extreme roll. So it's like, oh, okay. So I'll take time looking up the rules.
Your adrenaline's so strong that it breaks the number.
I got those pet mama instincts.
That's fine. So you somehow, I don't know, you turn the knob, whatever, you pull, bits of this door frame come out. Bits of this door frame come out. Things are just like fucking splinters. I don't know what you do, but somehow Sybil just Herculean destroys this door that apparently would take 2.5 men to break. But there
terrible
you go.
Show.
The door comes flying the fuck open.
Does that break whatever the mental attack is?
As far as you can tell, no.
But I can get out now.
Well, you see that there's a lot of traffic in the way.
Oh.
We're just now back to the top
of
the round.
Door's open, though.
The door is open.
I'm trying to fix pencils, and it's not really working.
Jasmine, make a luck roll.
No. 39.
Okay.
There's no way. It's out of 20.
The cat springs off of your chest and onto the landing.
Of course it does. Absolutely. I would expect nothing less. I didn't have to throw it, though.
You didn't have to throw it.
Nope.
That's Flynn!
Hello.
I believe it is Mr. Corey's turn.
Okay, where's that little prick?
You've sort of, like, Oreo sandwiched him between Big Bertha over here and Mr. Corey. He's kind of in a bad way.
That's right. The point.
A rock.
If he can't really
hard place.
Move, I'm just going to get him in the old sleeper hold. And
So we'll make that up. We'll make that lovely maneuver again. He will attempt to dodge. So brawl v dodge.
Yeah. Actually failed that one. That's unfortunate.
He also failed.
Ha!
But since he's dodging, he doesn't get grappled because he's just trying to get the fuck away.
Yeah. Pass.
I need to check something.
Too. Pass what? You failed.
I said piss.
Oh.
I was doing a cuss. Confused.
Oh, I got too many games in my head. I feel like I'm failing a rule, but let's go from there.
You probably are, but
I'm sure I am. It's okay. Everybody's having fun, right?
We're having fun.
I used impale and it didn't even occur to me until 10 minutes later when someone said it that I was using the wrong word. The wrong game.
Sixth and seventh are different.
Yeah.
Delta?
And Delta and impale would be if you had doubles and a success, which I had earlier.
It is technically his turn now. Mr. Lung. Mr. Lung is going to turn back and
shoot mind bullets at you.
What is your size, Jasmine?
65.
Your build.
65.
Your build.
Your build. It's a number build like plus different. One.
It's
plus
in the
two.
Combat bottom right.
Plus one.
Okay. He is rolling a penalty die. He's going to try and shove you back into the room.
He can try.
So you need to either fight back or dodge.
This will
fight back is a brawl roll, correct?
Correct.
Turn?
Yes.
Well, so I wasn't sure. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure we said that it uses your turn to do either of those things.
I can't remember. That was in the playtest rules.
You say if but it I uses don't... your turn to dodge, then he doesn't have.
We
an
fought
action.
Over that, and I looked through the book, and it didn't mention that at all.
Okay.
The reason why that comes up is because I always say it because I'm pretty sure that was in the playtest rules.
Right. Gotcha. In, they may have nixed it.
They may have.
Okay.
So that's why nobody was saying anything when he dodged, and I started to take an action with him. So I'm like, maybe I'm just.
I looked it up when we were in the house on the island.
Okay. So my brawl is 30, and my dodge never changed from 27. What is my dodge based on?
Your dodge is just dex times 2.
Divided by 2.
Or dex, it's dex store, no, it's like.
Is it half dex? Because that would be right.
Sorry, half dex.
It is half dex.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
It says half dex.
My brawl is better.
It says half dex next to dodge.
So, that's the thing. You can fight back.
It doesn't on mine.
At the skill roll? Are you looking at the skill roll?
Oh, I was looking at build. Okay, I'm going to attempt to dodge.
You're going to attempt to fight back.
Attempt to fight back.
It is a with a brawl. Checkable skill, so you can actually up that.
Okay.
No. No.
So the two of you just sort of fumble.
That's fine. Like, I got a 91, and it's fine.
He tries to push. You kind of are girl slapping each other. That's what's going on in there.
I don't think Sybil knows how to girl slap. She only knows how to bitch slap.
Well, maybe you go to haul off and slap him, but he ducks down to try and push you, yeah. But you don't go anywhere and you swing over the top of him. Whatever it is, it's not great.
It isn't standoff.
Lucas, how about that hard power roll again?
Why?
Because you're still in the room and nothing was broken.
Nobody's tried pulling the rope.
Please reduce another.
Wait, I rolled.
Pulling the rope.
I rolled one die. Sorry, I rolled two tens.
Release the rope.
Let me roll this one.
Jasmine.
I don't know if it'll...
Still enough.
Please roll move at an additional 5 pow.
Gotta reset the room somehow.
Yeah, rehang it.
While it's going.
How far away is this guy?
They're all kind of clusterfucked in the middle of this doorway.
Like the...
I am standing there.
Mr. Long is right there.
Yeah.
He's trying to push me in. Mr. Lee's on the floor, frothing at the mouth, and the two of you were in the room.
Just clean him out, Corey. Just throw him over the side. Ew.
That's gnarly.
There's some fun stuff.
Looks like something that comes out of your intestine.
Well, I'm leaving the room.
Okay.
Clearly, because that's a mistake to stay in there. I mean, everybody's trying to take this guy down, so I'll just try to tackle him.
Okay.
You're going
to
try.
If he's close enough that I can get to him, I'll try to tackle him. Knock him down.
Sure. Make me some sort of attack then.
I mean, I have fighting brawl, I guess.
Yep. Sure. Probably fighting brawl.
Make sure I roll the right two dice this time.
That'd be helpful.
Does not work.
Let's roll these two.
You get a bonus die to your attack. Because it's the second time this guy's been attacked.
You got that, didn't you?
I passed it exactly, but what's the bonus die?
You just roll another tens place.
Another tens place.
And you take the lower.
No. Tens. Nope, tens place. That's one's place.
Yeah, so I did pass it. Exactly.
Okay. You hit him in the back. Roll me some damage.
What am I rolling?
Unarmed.
Unarmed, yeah. So 1d3.
Plus 1d4 with your damage bonus.
Cool.
Right?
Correct.
So that's a 1 plus a d4.
It's 5.
5 total.
Nice.
I come out swinging.
And
right in the back of the head. Donkey punch him.
You said you were tackling him.
We will give a point of damage to Mr. Corey and Sybil, because apparently somehow he clears, like a fucking linebacker, clears the three of you out of the way as he tackles. You're in a small space. Everybody's collapsed out on the landing. Like, limbs akimbo. Maybe even somehow you take him over the rail, so you now are down on the floor. You just go somersault over the top and just smash him to the ground. You feel the wind get knocked clean from his lungs. He's gasping for breath.
Ever play rugby, mate?
I did you next. That hard power roll, please.
Damn it. It wasn't a concentration spell.
No.
Okay, you lose another 5.
God damn.
The doorway's open, though, now, if you'd like to leave the room.
Yeah, I'm going to grab Mr. Lee and drag him out.
Okay. You grab Mr. Lee and drag him out. Jasmine, it is Sybil's turn.
When you leave the room, does it stop?
Yes, you notice as soon as you're the first person to like cross the doorway without something going on, but as soon as you cross that doorway, you feel the headache is just gone.
Yeah.
Do I get my pal back?
I'm headed down those stairs.
Okay, so you're just headed down the stairs.
Because he is on the ground.
He is on the ground.
He's prone.
He is.
Can I go like stand over him?
Sure.
You still have the cat in your hand?
Nope. Cat jumped out of my hand and onto the rail.
All right.
Actually, I'm going to go sit on his chest. I'm just going to sit on him.
Okay.
I am a very large woman. I am just going to go sit on this man's chest. No, I'm not going to choke him out. I want answers.
Yeah.
Can I have sand rolls from the entire party?
Success.
Nice. Success. Pass as well.
That's a D3 for everybody. That'd be 2, Jasmine.
2. Yeah, I know.
3 for me.
I'm 1. So...
1.
So upset.
So, you all see this.
Is 2 now, like, a fifth?
2 of 14?
So 3. She just about had a little temp there.
So,
I'm sitting on this man's chest.
You are?
Yep.
So everyone else sort of sees this. Jasmine, Sybil, I think very appropriately, is going to get a front row seat. Literally and figuratively. You see the cat pad over? And as it's taking a couple steps across the room, you see it goes from being a very dainty Siamese cat to something else.
McGonagall? Is she McGonagall, this motherfucker?
Who's the old lady?
Please tell me it scratches his eye out and he has to wear an eye patch for the rest of his life. I am a nerd.
The cat very quickly, almost before your eyes, in the span of the 2 or 3 steps it takes across the room to get to you, goes from being a Siamese cat to something more akin to a panther or puma.
You might even say it's a mountain lion or a cougar, which are the same things as a puma.
Although unlike your standard pumas or cougars.
It's a chimera.
Am I a cougar?
It's
not old enough.
It's gnarled claws, which you can see extend and are the size of massive talons, obviously, glow. And its eyes are smoking. You then see this thing reach down with one massive claw and tear out Mr. Lung's throat.
Yes.
So how about some sand rolls?
Isn't that what we just rolled for?
No, that's for watching a cat turn into a fucking demon.
I need to confirm where my sand is at now.
That's a fail.
We'll get there. You recalculate it.
Pass.
I passed also.
Pass.
There's a thing on sanity loss here for...
You're going to need it.
What?
I failed.
That's fine. Sanity cost examples, it says here, is... it recommends horrifically mangled human corpse, which I think is probably appropriate to this. One if you pass, 1d4 plus 1 if you fail.
1d4.
2! Out of 12!
What'd you say? 1d what plus 1?
1d4.
1d4 plus 1 if you fail.
One. That is a 12-sided d4. Okay. It's in Roman numerals.
Schroeder is 3 beers in and he does not understand how the die works.
I can't see it. Well, no, I couldn't see what was up.
It was a 1.
Oh.
So I did plus 1. Because it's a 1d4 plus 1. No. So it was made at a 2.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Out of 12.
I was thinking it was supposed to be like, actually.
Nope.
Got it.
So 1 if you pass, 1d4 plus 1 if you fail.
Ow. Do
so
I just go around yelling kitty for a while?
So you see this massive glowing claw just rip out Mr. Lung's throat. Blood spatters Sybil. The tiger scrolls on the wall. Everything.
It's a temporary, by the way.
And you see the cat look at you and kind of lick its claws a little bit as it cleans itself, licks the back of its paw. And it and about 75% of the things in the room vanish. Roll sand.
Fail. Surprising no one.
Oh, sorry. No, you actually don't even roll sand.
Sorry. It's just instant loss.
It's an instant 1d6 loss.
Jesus.
Well, I can't go to zero.
Oh, that's a big 6.
Guess who's in the single digits?
Jasmine, how about a D10 for another bout of madness for you?
I just want to go around and yell, kitty!
Well, let's see how you do
10.
It's always like the worst.
Have you seen Batman Returns?
Yes.
Michael Keaton?
You know when Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah. Yep.
Gets all kinds of f***ed up when she gets thrown off a building and she thinks she's a cat?
No.
Yeah. Yep,
that's Jasmine at the moment.
You're a cat.
I'm a cat?
You think you're a cat.
You're like licking your... Like, for the next indeterminate amount of time, let's just assume for forever at the moment, Sybil is licking her hands and like trying to wipe the blood off of her face and lick it off and saying the word kitty over and over.
The good thing about being a cat, you're probably not afraid of snakes anymore.
Well... I think it's both, because it's reptiles. So it's crocodiles.
So, 2 of you need to recalculate some of your stats.
Yeah.
Well, I'm there now.
Do I need to even recalculate? I'm at 7 sand.
And
that's before we recalculate.
No, you just need to roll a new character.
I think
you're fine.
Although I didn't expect Sybil to survive, so I mean, kudos. Somehow, she didn't cheat her die rolls.
Nope. I took it all.
How do you calculate max sand?
Your POW is your max sand.
Oh.
You may have some bonuses from that, so you would still theoretically have those bonuses, but you would lose down 2.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, yeah. I'm at 52 now. After that, before we recalculated anything. Now that my POW's dropped 10, my max pow is 50 as opposed to 60.
So you're fine.
So my actual current sand doesn't fluctuate based on the recalculation
circle,
of pow.
Circle 50 as your max, though.
Oh, so I actually do need to go down 2 because my max is...
If your pow is 50, your max is 50.
Unless you go above it.
But
you
I
can go above it for
but even,
do you drop back? Do you drop down to make it even, or do you stay above?
Because I'm still currently above the max 50.
I think you go down. That's why I was going to say you should look in...
You should level it off, probably.
Yeah. Is anything else calculated off of pow?
But
yes, your magic points are your 5th.
Right. So my magic points go down 2. So if I drop down to 50, does that count as another 2 sand loss? I need to count that towards my potential temp?
It's
no, it doesn't matter because it was only 8. So
no,
it still
it's a loss as a, because of a recalculation. It's not a loss of a loss. You know what I mean? You're not losing it from seeing something.
So it, but it's still lost. So correct. I still go down 250.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Corey.
Yes.
I feel like you're the one who is mostly unscathed from this. Is there something that you'd like to do? Because the rest of the party is either babbling incoherently, gripping their heads in pain, or frothing at the mouth.
What's left? You said 75% of the things in the room vanish.
Give me an idea roll. I'll give it to you as an idea roll.
Did the smoking eyes look like Larkin's eyes?
She would have been the only one who really saw it.
I'm thinking the cat paws kind of look like lion paws.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you get the sense it's almost as if anything that looks like it messenger. Was... like, because you think this way, even if you're not a criminal, but you do work with sort of criminal-type people. Like
crime adjacent.
You're crime adjacent. The Venn diagrams overlap a little bit. Anything that was valuable disappeared.
Hmm.
Mr. Lung, however, is obviously, but by this point, his heart has stopped pumping quite so much, so he's kind of trickling. But I imagine that Cat Sybil is probably now investigating it like an animal would.
I'm gonna go down. Like, let's not.
She pees on.
Play in the blood. Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
Well. Is this a bit?
Well, love, I don't take strays. It's off. Yeah.
Miss,
how's Lee doing?
Is he still right?
He's. Yay. I'm going to say he's still unconscious.
Can you please grab our translator and let's just get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Hey, this gives us a reason to go back to the hotel.
Is there anything I can make
guns.
A leash out of?
Man, I can use a trip to the embassy.
Is there anything
right
I can make a leash out of?
Probably, yeah.
Probably
make
part
a leash
of his
and
room.
Put it around her head, around her neck.
Because you know what cats love doing? Taking walks, Lucas.
Yes. You never taking a cat for a walk? They're awesome.
No, not even once. So you get back out to the road. In Shanghai, where your translator's unconscious, what would you like to do? Because I feel like we're this close to being a weekend at Bernie skit right now. So what would you like to do?
Let's get back to the nearest English speakers as possible.
We could go to the French Connection. He's out.
Is there is there anything? How close are we to the water? I just want to like splash some water on his face. Try to wake him up.
A couple blocks, I think.
We shouldn't
be
that
to be
far.
To be fair,
like a rain barrel or something.
You also were in a house. Theoretically, he has water.
Well, I'll do that then. I'll just grab a glass of water and like try to wake him up.
He's okay. It's almost as if like when you all were rolling things, he rolled 100.
Oh. That makes sense.
He's not gonna be doing so hot for a while.
I pour the water in the bowl and put it in front of Sybil.
She knocks it over.
I check the fridge to see if there's any milk.
You're obviously getting odd stares if you're outside with Sybil and an unconscious Chinese man.
Don't worry, she's just American.
Stupid foreigners.
Kitty.
Oh, yeah, she's Southern.
Kitty. Kitty.
So what would the three of you who are not currently cat people like to do?
Let's go back to the embassy and see if we can find Sybil's replacement.
Do you have a package for me?
Yes.
It'd be heavy.
There might be some lead in it.
It's made of lead. Should be about this long. Goes click, click, boom.
I could quit anytime.
Song kicks in.
Mm. Click, 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 boom.
I used to have that album. Actually, it wasn't that bad.
No.
So yeah, you can go wherever
I've heard
you
want. Worse.
It's a little rough trying to hail a cab, obviously.
We walked here, didn't we?
You walked a long way. Now you have an unconscious man and a cat.
Yeah, Corey's big. Just stuff him in the trunk. How are we going to hail a cab if we don't speak Chinese?
Meow.
I wonder if they speak cat.
I could do my best.
Okay.
I think that's the plan.
We're currently...
Joe Corey just steps out in front of a car.
We're currently in a settlement.
You are.
Yeah, which one? Yeah, which one is that?
It's not France.
Okay, which one is it? British?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the wrong map. That's my problem.
Are we up? We're up here, right?
Yeah.
Closest one is... Nope, the American consulate is the closest one.
All right.
See your map.
It's right here.
It's number 6.
And we're over here.
You're over here.
We're way up here, so the closest consulate's here.
Yep. You can make it there. I'm not going to be too much of a dick, but I do think it's funny trying to hail a cab with a cat person.
Can we get one of those?
The way this map is laid out, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blocks.
That is incorrect, but okay.
Can we just get into a gondola?
It's not incorrect on this map.
I mean, you could.
It's right on the shore.
Sure.
What are you trying to do?
Taking a gondola.
Because you know what Shanghai is known for? They're gondolas.
When the moon
is like a big pizza pie. That's a kitty.
Shanghai.
That's a kitty.
You gotta put the slightly racist bit in there where you say, that's a Shanghai.
This is the third movie in the trilogy, Shanghai Numbskulls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Corey, get our guns for us, please.
Yep.
Now, have Jasmine check her notes. Are your guns here already? I don't remember. You sent them from...
Hong Kong, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Or no, didn't we... Yep. I thought we did from London.
You checked them in Hong Kong and then sent them.
We couldn't take them into Hong Kong?
Correct.
That's right.
So we had to say, at the time of disembarking, they had to immediately go...
And I believed you called the Carlisle's lawyer and tried to get some sort of shady, I'm allowed to have a gun.
That was Eustace.
Some papers.
So Eustace has some papers.
Correct.
So, yes, you pick up an oddly shaped viola case.
Thank you. It's
very heavy.
It's a very heavy guitar.
You pick up the guitar case and you just hear the bullets rattle as they slide from one side to the other.
Picks.
Do you hate it when you get the pick stuck in the middle? You gotta shake it like that for a f***ing hour.
I assume that you want to go back to the hotel and recover. At least until she's non-kitty.
Yeah.
So we'll say you go back to the hotel for a little while. Hey, Jasmine, roll me a d10.
It's doing so well for me tonight. 2.
Probably by the time you get back to the hotel, she's not much of a kitty anymore. It lasts for about 2 hours.
Where in the Sam hell are we?
Hotel, Mike.
How did we get here?
Did we take a cab or a walk or whatever?
Why does my tongue numb?
Ugh.
You've been licking a lot of things.
Ugh.
Spat up a hairball about a half hour ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he talks about hairball, and you seem to remember the blood spattering your face from two giant glowing paws.
Paws. Where?
I stopped.
Where
I stopped moving.
Where are the gloves? With the fingers that move. Where are the gloves? The lion paws.
Probably in the chest.
Yep. In the chest.
With the lock.
There wasn't a lock, actually.
Hong Kong's best lock.
Hong Kong's best lock.
That's what it says on it.
Yep.
I believe you spent three yen or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Wait, no, it's not yen here.
I assume you have the key, so you're the one preventing her from having the lion's paws.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue.
The eyes were like smoke, and the paws, they were...
Have you seen those eyes before?
No.
These eyes have seen a lot of love. I've never seen them.
Never seen a man lying throatless.
These eyes!
Let's just get our guns and go back to the hotel.
Yeah, no, you already did that.
Let's just go sleep.
I would like to look at the paws!
Cool.
Mr. Corey, I understand that for an amount of time, I was not necessarily myself today.
No, you thought you were a cat.
Like, as she's doing that, you see her going,
cat.
But I'm totally fine now. You're at 7 sand. Like, you are not even remotely close to, like, you can't probably, like, have a sustained conversation in public right now.
No, at all. That's why I'm obsessing
over the
paws.
There's, like, a 95% chance we should buy her a ticket to a ship that is sailing somewhere else.
To a nice farm.
Probably contact, what's her name?
Erica.
Miss Carlisle.
Right, yeah. Never met her, sorry.
Cody's just over here licking his hands, and it's disgusting.
That's because I realized you could be Michelle Pfeiffer right now,
and that's awesome.
Thanks?
Michelle Pfeiffer was pretty hot when she did it.
Also, weirdly creepily kinky.
I don't disagree, but I was okay with it.
It's that pleather.
She started doing it before the cat suit.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When she's laying in the garbage.
In the street, yeah.
That's absolutely
like when she like comes back to consciousness, she like just like.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're in a dumpster licking yourself.
At least it's only her hand. Just saying.
I don't know. Have you seen how Catwoman can move?
Yes. That's why I said, be glad it's just her hand.
I don't know. It's a new kink.
You move.
Mr. Corey, please, may I see the gloves?
Like this.
No, miss, you may not.
It's Night of the Roxbury.
We're going to get some sleep.
And then we'll,
if we need to, we can check in the morning.
Demons!
Who the hell are you? What?
Mr. Lee.
Oh, Mr. Lee's still here.
About him.
Glad you did.
What happened?
You passed out. She became a cat. We f***ed off.
Mr.
Lee's dead.
No.
This is Mr. Lee.
Shut the f*** up, all of you. No. You just had an episode, and so we had to leave.
Roll me a social roll.
God damn it, people.
Preferably a persuade. I'd also take a fast
talk. The person with 7 sand is not going to be the one making sense, okay?
Well, my persuade base is 5 higher than my fast talk base, so...
Do it.
Is your dishwasher doing that?
No, you said he was
I could
dead.
Spend 18
All I remember is a massive headache, and
I'm not going to, though.
I feel so sick. He's dead? So we need to call the police.
No, we don't.
No. Did you... Did you kill him?
No. Big cat. Big cat killed him.
Corey put him back to sleep.
Yep.
Kitty.
Big cat came. Just gone. He's dead, mate.
He looked like a panther.
Graham, shut the fuck up.
We're all very, very tired, Mr. Lee. So you're free to fuck off.
It's more of a heart attack.
No.
He just starts to shuffle to the door, looking at all four of you.
He thinks we killed him. He's gonna call the cops on us.
We didn't.
We don't need more cops in another fucking country.
You guys don't want Jeff to join up?
I assumed he's gonna be Bradley when we finally show up.
He could be
Brady.
Yeah, Brady. Sorry.
He could be Mr. Chan.
Jackie.
I'll look at Eustace.
No, I'm,
are you giving
you
me
to,
the...
I can roll something. Like, what do you want to roll?
Actually, Mr. Lee, you look a little wobbly. Why don't you stay with us tonight?
Why don't you rest?
Come over here, little fella.
I pull out a bottle, of something and just pour him a drink.
Do you like shots?
He's Catholic. He drinks it.
Jasmine thinks he's Catholic. Nobody has bothered to ask you, insensitive pricks.
Mr. Lee, what I noticed the crucifix on your around your neck. What Christian faith do you follow, or what faith do you follow?
I'm not sure. The ones that don't do what you're doing, I think.
And what are we doing? He says very smugly.
That's a great question there.
Sure fucking is.
Mr. Sparrow.
that was it. Yeah.
That was very good.
Yeah.
I move in front of the door and just kind of hanging out.
Seen that movie before?
About those shots.
Shots.
Play a tune on my violin.
Oh, speaking of, did you get your guns out?
No.
They're in the case.
Yeah. Are you going to clean them?
Not in front of Mr. Lee.
Would you have done it in front of unconscious Mr. Lee?
Oh, yes.
100%. Absolutely.
So Mr. Lee's gaze goes from the four of you to probably the disassembled variety of firearms, illegal firearms laying on the bed.
They're not illegal.
They're not illegal.
The laws are the laws of the United States of America. We didn't discern whether or not it was New York or West Virginia.
Slap a hand
I remember
over
saying
my heart.
This before.
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the gun of the United States of America.
And to the bullets.
If you don't mind, I'd
finish that.
He's got a really good persuade that can calm him down.
I don't. I, if you don't mind,
hey, kitty lady, I'd charm like to, him into not being crazy.
I'd like to. I think it's probably best that I go home to my family and friends who are waiting on me.
Give me a name. You have 2 seconds. One, two. You're alone. You're single and have no family.
Well, that's. No.
It's quite rude, mate. It's just mean.
Well, I mean, I'm single and have no family.
It's also not quite true.
Not in my character.
Oh, your character. Oh,
come sorry. On. You, Jesus.
I thought you were 3 beers in and being a sad sack of shit.
No.
What's going on?
So, yeah. It's number five, I mean, by the way. I promise I won't tell anyone.
Tell anyone what?
There's a lot of things going on here. I just would like to not do this, whatever it is. Just a thought, you know.
Pay the man.
Yeah.
Give him a lot of money.
He already has all of Sybil's.
No, he did. He wasn't that expensive. He was super cheap.
But he was going to pay for things on our behalf, so I gave him an entire bag of coin. So that we didn't have to just, like, literally hand him money every time we did a transaction.
Are we freeing Mr. Lee from our services?
Do you want to go to jail? Does anybody have a good, like, persuade or something to calm him down?
The cat lady.
She doesn't have a good persuade. She just has a charm.
I have fast talk.
We'll try that. Fast talk his ass into calming down.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
No. Oh,
hard pass.
So...
What are you quickly saying... And lying to him.
Listen, Mr. Lee. Sorry. You're seeing a lot here, right? I know out of context, waking up to this, it's probably very, very disturbing for you. We have appreciated your work for us, right? And we understand that today may have been a little outside of your comfort zone. And so we are happy to part ways amicably. I learned that word on the boat.
It's a big word.
We will give you a little something extra for you and the family to thank you for your help.
Sure, that might be best for all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
My kitty?
Quiet now.
Ignore her.
We both know.
She's gone.
You just put her in the bathroom, close the door.
Throw a ball of yarn at her.
Everything that you've seen.
Throw a bar.
Is in confidence.
Ball of yarn at her.
Take this off.
Yes.
We've paid you very well.
Yes, it will take me quite a while to personally come to terms with everything that has happened.
But you will come to terms with it. No one else needs to.
Yes.
Yes. Not your family. You wouldn't want to bring your family into it, would you?
pretty good.
Oh, that is good.
No. You take a little extra. You buy the kids something nice. Buy the wife some jewelry. But don't you say a word.
I almost feel as though everyone else in the party needs to make a sandwich.
We all take a step back.
I don't know. I think I would almost expect this out of Corey.
I'll pull out some.
Anybody
some
from bills. New York should expect this. From
he reaches into his jacket. We all go, oh!
what did we pay him, essentially?
Yeah, X amount. It's super cheap.
Okay, I'll triple it on top of what we paid him.
Okay. You see him kind of take the money and look at it and just kind of put it in his pocket. Yes, everyone have a lovely evening. Enjoy your stay in Shanghai. And he sort of like backs up slowly, looking at all four of you as if he's expecting you to like shoot him in the back.
No, I'll open the door for him.
Oh.
I wave with a little kitty wave and then I lick the back of my hand and I wave some more. Go find my kitty.
I stare at him the entire time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. He walks out. Not even blinking.
And I'm going to go to the window and look out and see if I can see him.
He starts to get in a cab and just Joe Corey's standing there at the window.
Does he look back up?
We should have smothered him with a pillow and put him in the crate.
Dang. He seems to be moving very quickly away from the hotel, but he doesn't immediately run to a police officer or anything.
Good.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.